From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting characters in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the folks who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. There's a line in the musical South Pacific spoken by the character Emile Debec, and it goes like this. When all you care about is here, this is a good place to be. A similar sentiment might be appropriate for today's guest on the field trip, theater director Linda Dunn, whose production of the Rodgers and Hammerstein show opened Sunday as the 101st Marin Mountain play. And while theater isn't all she cares about, it would be hard to find many people who are as steeped in Marin theater as Linda Dunn, who's celebrating her 26th year with the Mountain play, and this year she becomes just the second woman in the show's history to be chosen to direct the production. With over 50 shows to her directing credit, Linda received the Dean Goodman Choice Award for her direction of Once Upon a Mattress, as well as a Bay Area Theater Critics Circle nomination for her direction of Mrs. Warren's Profession, both with the Ross Valley Players. And last year, she helmed the critically acclaimed Dixie Swim Club, which was a huge hit for the Ross Valley Players. Putting her own spin on South Pacific, the classic war tale, Linda Dunn has approached the play in a new way as a living history featuring continual action, and also looking at war from a female perspective to tell the story of sailors and nurses, who those people really were and what they experienced. Linda herself is a former nurse turned educator, and she's a vivacious and easygoing Texan who actors love to work with. Let's find out more about Linda and her version of South Pacific. Please welcome to the field trip Linda Dunn. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Well, first off, congratulations.
I'm happy to be here.
Thanks. You know, your opening was a huge hit. You must be feeling pretty good, right?
I'm very pleased. Very happy and excited.
Well, it was a beautiful day. The weather couldn't have been better. The turnout was fantastic. Did it all go great for you?
It went fantastic. It was a lovely day. Not too hot, not too cool. The show went well. It was just a wonderful day all the way around.
Well, you know, let's talk about the play a bit. There's two simultaneous love stories going on at the same time, right?
That's right. Between Emile Debec and Nellie Forbush, and then between Lieutenant Joe Cable and Bloody Mary's daughter, Liat.
And at the same time, it's not just a love story. It's also a story about prejudice and the feelings that go along with that. Talk a bit about that. What your take on that show is? It's more than just a musical, isn't it?
It is more than just a musical. And it's a reflection of the history of that time period. You know, this was in the early 40s, and it's a time when there was still a lot of racial prejudice in our country, and it depicts that in the storyline.
It was an innocent time then, wasn't it, in a way?
It was a very innocent time. I think we, as a country, were very innocent when that war started, and there was still a lot to be learned about people and each other. And this begins to show not only where we were at that time period, but it begins to show the beginnings of new thought about those things that we were carefully taught or grew up with.
Tell me a bit about where you grew up. You were from Texas, right?
I am from Texas, a very proud Texan, I must say. And I grew up in an area, I grew up in the Dallas area, and I grew up in a town where we didn't have very much segregation of different cultures and different people. And it was a very Caucasian neighborhood.
And you became a nurse, is that right?
I did. I had an incredible interest in theater in high school, but leaving high school and thinking of where I wanted to put my contribution and make my living, I chose medicine and went into the science field and enjoyed every moment of it.
So this play has, it's a story about a lot of nurses, isn't it? Nurses and sailors on a South Pacific island. You must have been able to relate to the cast that you had there and share some experiences about nursing with these pretty much young girls.
I did. I was able to do that, and we had lots of conversation about all different things, all different ways of life during that time period. Because I was really interested not only in the play and what the play had to say and the joys of a musical, but I was interested in asking the actors to pull out more than that. I was interested in who were these people. Where did they come from? What were they doing before the war? And how did they feel about where they were? And how did they cope with such an awful thing to be in such a beautiful place?
Tell us a bit about the living history aspect of the set. You've done something different to what we've seen in the Mountain play. Tell me a bit about that, how you dealt with the actors on the set.
Well, I wanted to do something different, and I wanted to do something that would be more educational and enlightening for the audience as well. So it was an interesting challenge for the actors, and I told them when we first talked about my vision that this would be a different experience for them. There's not particularly a backstage and a front stage, which meant that they would be in character from the moment that the play started till the play ended. And it would be something they would continually do throughout the run. And that was a lot of fun, very challenging.
Yeah, I bet they like that. They're not stuck backstage while something's going on for the audience. They're all mingling and they've got action going on.
They do, and it gives them a chance for their story to be a continuation, so that when we first see them and begin to learn about who they are, their story gets to continue throughout the play. And it's a very exciting idea. And I think they have really enjoyed it. They totally supported me in my vision and bought right in. And I think they've enjoyed the challenge. And they certainly have risen to it.
They sure did. Well, tell me, how did you get from nursing to theater and into education?
Well, one day I woke up when I was 30 and decided that I didn't want to wake up one day when I was 80 and have regrets about and wonder what it would have been like and could I have done something. So I went back to school and took some classes in theater because that was my passion and began to find my little niche. At the same time, I had two young children who were just going into the educational system, so I was very interested in their educational experience and their learning. And nursing is a lot like education in a way. They're both service-oriented, and it's a way of working with people and making a difference.
Tell me about working with Peter Vilkin, who's essentially your leading man. He plays Emil DeBeck, and I know he's returning to the show in 1997. He won the Bay Area Theatre Critics Award for the role, and recently he's been playing Javert in the national touring production of Les Mis. Must have been fun for you to get a guy like that in the show.
Peter is a wonderful performer, and I tell him all the time that I think he sings like an angel. It was wonderful to see Peter come back to this role, you know, 15 years later, just bringing more maturity and more life experience to the role. He's an incredible actor and great fun to work with.
And a lovely voice. He just sang the role beautifully.
Oh, he does. He just makes people melt.
And now you have a young talent that I've never seen before, Taylor Chalker. She's playing Nellie Forbush, the leading lady, the young nurse.
Taylor is wonderful. She has so much enthusiasm and talent. And as I watched her on Sunday, I was paying attention to her accent. Being from the South, I know, but she has just nailed it and has even given little nuances. She's just a ray of sunshine.
The character's from Little Rock, isn't that right?
It is. I especially noted and was so excited at the way she said hair. She said it in that Southern way of pronouncing it that I said, oh my gosh, no one else would ever say hair like that. And she's just delightful.
Well, you're also
I hope we get to keep her in the area a little while.
Is she a local?
She is for the moment. I'm not sure how long we'll get to keep her. There's possibility that she'll be moving away, and I've had my fingers crossed. We'd love to have her for a while longer.
Yeah, she did a great job for you. But then, you know, you always have a wonderful crew. You've got your musical director, Deborah Chambliss, back with you with the 15-piece orchestra.
Yes, Deborah is wonderful as well. I love working with her. She's very collaborative. We had a very strong, solid working relationship. I value those times.
Yeah, she's been with the play quite a lot of years, too, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She's been there, 20-something years herself.
But you do have a new choreographer, Barbara Bernardo.
Yes, and Barbara was actually in the 87 production of South Pacific on the Mountain. And then she choreographed two shows after that. So Barbara, this has been deja vu for her to get to come back and do work on this production in particular. And she's a delightful woman, and I've enjoyed my working experience with her, but it was so much fun to bring her back after all this time.
I bet. It must be a thrill for her, too.
I think it was. I think she had a great time.
One of the things that I liked a lot was the sound effects. You've got the ever-present Madge Grand doing your sound direction. She does a fabulous job. Tell me a bit about the sounds that you put in there, those sound effects.
Bruce Vieira actually designed the sound for me. Bruce put his own magical twist to it. It's just all meshes perfectly.
You know, the Mountain play is known as theater with altitude, but it's also theater with attitude, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's more than just a community theater production, I find. It's kind of the biggest thing of the year in Marin, isn't it?
It is. It's actually an event, full-day event, if you choose to come early. And it's beautiful. You couldn't ask for a more beautiful place to be.
A wonderful day out for the whole family. There is a Hawaiian shirt contest, there are puppet shows, there's face painting. They have some great new food concessions this year. It's a marvelous day out, and it's one of the most beautiful spots in the Bay Area. So, Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, directed by Linda Dunn, plays through June 15. For more info, just go to mountainplay.org. And Linda, continued success to you, sweetheart, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Oh, thank you, Mitchell. It's been my pleasure.
That's Linda Dunn, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me on the field trip today. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, anytime on your computer at radiosausalito.org, and 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.